This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There was a guy with an electric drum set, and that had changed some of the tones on his drum set, and he's a clown juggler,
yeah.
And he starts juggling balls off his drum set and juggling them back at him, and he's a
that's crazy.
And it was like the Blue Man Group almost. You know, you remember those guys? Like
I remember those guys. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. I was like, man, this guy's
I think
insane.
They're still around, too, even.
All right, like the original Vegas residency, I think, the Blue Man Group.
Before we get to wake up call 404-726-0929, how did we neglect to mention that Uncle Rico was signed with the Chiefs?
Oh, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
I could throw this ball a quarter mile. And throw this ball clear over that mountain.
I love that dude, man.
Yeah, you know, man, I think it's a perfect place for him.
Yeah.
Like, right. I mean, and you know what's funny is I remember this about Gardner Minshew. One of the stories about Gardner Minshew, when he was at Eastern Carolina, he was like a part-time starter, right? And he wanted to transfer, and he wanted to transfer to Alabama. And Nick Saban had sold him on him becoming a coach at one point, and he was like he was going to be the third stringer at Alabama. I want to say that I don't know if it was Jalen and Tua were there or something like that, and he was going to be a third stringer. And Nick Saban had sold him on being a coach. Like, hey, you'll come in, just be our third string quarterback or backup or whatever, and you can be a coach. You know, you'll basically get to learn, and then I'll make you a GA afterwards or something like that. Well, then right at the last minute, Mike Leach calls him and is like, hey, we need a starting quarterback. You're in the air raid, and he goes to, you know, Washington State and becomes Gardner Minshew and the head bandana and everything and goes to Jacksonville and everything else, Minshew mania. But this almost feels like that move that he was supposed to make to Alabama. Hey, I got news for you. I don't know what you're going to do at quarterback, but come back up, Patrick Mahomes, come play for Andy Reid, and it can only benefit you in the long run to come into this situation. So, man, he's had a heck of a run. He's very likable guy, interesting cat,
charismatic. Yeah, he's done some of the late night talk shows,
van life.
Yeah,
you know the whole bit. So he's a likable persona, I guess, for a lot of people. So making his zeros too, he's done all right for himself.
Hawks Clippers tonight. Hawks looking for their fifth win in a row. Atlanta United, they just want to score as Miami comes to town on Sunday. They're trying to figure that out.
Yeah,
long way to go, man. They're just trying to cultivate the chemistry. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was talking to Mike Conti a couple days ago about this. You just want to start getting hot at the right time in the MLS. Now's not that time. Holler at me.
I mean, it's a marathon, dude.
You know, around the international window and everything else. You know, holler at me. You know what I mean? We'll see what Lotte has going on then. But, yeah, I'm not worried just yet. But, yeah, I'd like to see a more exciting brand out of them, especially with Miami coming into town. I'd like to see a little more aggression up front. But we'll see how that all comes to come to pass.
All right, I need you for who's on the lines because my phone just
– let's start with our buddy Squid Billion in Dallas, Georgia. Squid Billion, buddy. Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing this morning?
Doing good, man. You can hit me with the Elder Squid thing. I'll do it for you if you want.
No, that's okay. You're not him. So. But you know, sir, you got to rep the nation when he's out of office. So. I wanted to two things. First, I wanted to talk about my first kiss because, to set it up, I was homeschooled through high school. And then in high school, it was like, I'm not going to date because I'm going off somewhere to college, so we're just going to end in a breakup, so that's dumb. So I didn't have my first kiss until freshman year of college.
Oh, yeah.
And we were both in theater. We were rehearsing for an audition. So, you know, late at night in a random classroom somewhere. It was intense.
And the
adrenaline was going, testosterone was going. I was, like, physically shaking. Not her first kiss. So you would have to ask her if it was good. I enjoyed it. I don't know if she did, you know?
Yeah.
But
incredible.
I wanted to ask you guys, I don't know. I don't expect a Super Bowl this year. What I want, the progression that I want, playoffs this year, NFC Championship, and then Super Bowl. So that's 3 years. Do you think the front office is going to be around that long for that kind of continuity? What do you think of that progression? Love the show, you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, man. Here's what I'll say. If the progression follows, if you can hit your first rung of that progression and go to the playoffs next year, I think the front office is fine.
I want to win a playoff game.
The bad part about it is, though, and you can follow me on this, we said the exact same thing last year at this point. Like, hey, playoff team, got to go win your division, go to the playoffs.
Right there in the grasp. And
right
then,
there. If you just win the games you're supposed to win, if you beat Carolina or beat New Orleans or whatever else, you're right there. So, yeah, man, I would say that's a great progression. Yeah. But you have to hit the first rung or none of the other ones are going to come to fruition because your window is now. I will say that, man. Your window is now. People say, oh, well, wait till Kirk's off the books. No, you start now. Start now.
Oh, and by the way, I hear those homeschool proms are wild. Yeah.
Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's head over to our buddy Chief in South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? Well, I love those first kiss. Hey, my first kiss was beautiful, too. I mean, I was like 12 years old, though.
Yeah.
It was in the woods at the camp. But it was pretty good.
Incredible.
Yeah. Let's get to these Falcons right quick. And I'm going to tell Falcons fans, the fans, please, you know, don't jump off the ledge. It's not as bad as we think. Let's think about it for a minute. Now, the New York Jets, we ain't been that bad.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns,
yeah.
We ain't been that bad. Miami Dolphins, we ain't been that bad. And, of course, the Dallas Cowboys, when they speak for themselves. Like I said, we ain't been that bad. So, hey, let's just cheer for your team. You know, don't anybody say the, you know, derogative stuff about the Falcons, if you're a Falcon fan. Hang in there, because it ain't been that bad.
Yeah. This is such a good point. Appreciate the call, Chief, as always. I brought this up to you a minute ago. I said, you know, and one of the reasons why I'm allowed, I think, to be a positive Falcon fan for the most part is because we aren't, you know, 2-15.
I know.
This is not
but it's more frustrating to be that close to just cruelly have it yanked out from under us.
It really mirrors what the Hawks have been. You know what I mean? Like, you have guys.
Mind-numbingly mediocre. Yeah.
8 seed, 7 seed.
Hamster wheel of purgatory.
The better thing, though, about the Hawks is, guess what? Because of the NBA lottery, you can get the number one pick like you did last year, and you can draft a Zachary Risacher and build a – like, the Falcons – you're at 15. That's exactly what you deserve to be. Like, you get the 15th pick. That's right where you are. So, yeah, it can be mind-numbingly frustrating to be right on the doorstep. But, again, we haven't been, and this is a hindsight thing, but we haven't been in this good of a position quarterback-wise in quite some time. All right, speaking of that, I know this man will have something to say about the trenches. Let's head over to our buddy Mr. Yo up in Atlanta. Mr. Yo. Look, I tried to get to the trench talk early for you this morning, buddy. Hopefully.
Yes, you did. Man, you know, I love some offensive line porn, brother. You know, I do that. Mr. Dribble, let's go ahead and play this Falcons flyover that me and you do every single time we play a game. Okay. I end up calling in and we talk about the same thing, how the defensive line fell apart, how we couldn't get off the field on third down, how we couldn't stop anybody in the red zone, how we couldn't do the basic things that the Falcons need to do to win games. We were 6-3 going into that game in New Orleans. Kirk got hurt at this point, and he didn't admit it, so that's the water under the bridge. But that never stopped the underlying problem. We had 11 sacks through 11 games. So for everybody who's saying, oh, they went to Athens because they really want Malachi Starks, bruh, y'all are tripping. We have a weak defensive line, and we just lost Grady Jarrett. We have a great offensive line, but we lost our center. So we need to make sure we reestablish the trenches. And no matter what y'all do, please do not keep skipping out on first-round talent. Do you realize that when Mr. Johnson was drafted in 2010, since that day, we have not drafted a defensive lineman in the first round up until right now? And that's ridiculous. So stop sitting around and saying, we want to do what the Eagles did. Well, guess what? Over that same time period, the Eagles have drafted 8. So let's just look, say, hey, it's shiny to have the guy on the outside. Malachi runs backwards really fast. You know what? I need a dude who puts his hands in the dirt and goes and gets the dang quarterback.
He runs backwards really
fast. Thank you, Mr. Yo.
That was nice.
Thank you, Mr.
That's
Yo.
That's fantastic.
That guy.
That's backwards.
He's something
really
else.
Fast.
Hey, real quick, let's go ahead and let's try to get one more. Let's get to a member of the Mafia, my man Minty over in Gwinnett. Minty, good morning, man. Wait, wait, wait.
Gentlemen, Mike Mafia in the house.
Yes,
that
sir.
Gentleman that came before me, he needed to be doing McNature Boy, woo, the whole rest of the day, because he pretty much said whatever I was going to say. So since he handled that little aspect, let's handle another aspect, because I've been holding off calling Mike, Mr. Tribble, look deep into Mike's eyes, okay? I've been holding off calling because I've been hearing a whole bunch of foolery out of these Square Billy affiliates over the last couple of weeks. And I'm here just to put it down, just to put it on wax and let y'all know it's kind of hard to respect y'all when y'all leader walk around with an anchor dog with a harness on. Stop playing with me.
Walk. He said an ankle dog.
Walks around with what?
An ankle dog. He's talking about sprinkles, yeah, yeah. Man.
An ankle dog with a harness.
Yeah.
That was great.
He definitely does, man. Oh, you can't come at him about sprinkles, though. I don't even cross that.
I love dog.
You know what I mean?
But the harness is
he loves sprinkles.
Mentee said, don't come at the Mafia, though.
What's your dog's name?
Yeah, my dog's name is Charlie.
Don't come at Charlie.
Yeah.
My dog's name is Marlo. Don't come at Marlo.
Here's the thing, and I hate to admit this because he's an Auburn grad. My dog, and we talked about this a week ago, he was named after Charles Barkley.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Charles. He's Charles. We just goes by Charlie. Charles Barkley Johnson. Yeah.
Had a black lab back and they named Grady for Grady from Sanford, son.
Yeah. Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I love it, man. That's good stuff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.